This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Last week, I spoke about a couple in their late 70s who had survived a car crash. The husband was left in a coma and needed to go to a nursing home, while the wife had a severely broken leg and needed to be in a nursing home. They both needed nursing home care, she for rehabilitation and he for long-term care. Finally, the wife was strong enough to return home, but given her two-story house, she couldn't manage to live on her own without assistance. Most physicians are not expert on insurance coverage, rehabilitation, or nursing home care. However, given the rapidly aging population, it's high time we learned more about the basics so that we can advocate for our patients as insurance companies, hospitals, and nursing homes try to skim and dump. That means skim off those who have money and can pay their own way and dump those who can't afford the care. Doctors need to make sure that patients and their families engage in a process of shared decision-making, where the facts are presented in a clear, understandable, honest, and transparent fashion. The doctor knows that the more times a person is transferred from place to place, the more difficult it is to provide good medical care and the more opportunities there are for mistakes and goof-ups. Discharge is stressful for both patients and family, and where a patient ends up residing can have important implications both on the length of life and the quality of life. The couple that was involved in the motor vehicle accident were only given a list of nursing homes that had open beds. They were not given any recommendations as to where they should go to receive the best care. When the doctor couldn't answer the family's questions about specific facilities, she suggested the family contact a new breed of health professional called a care manager. These experts come from a variety of backgrounds, although most seem to be social workers or nurses. Families must pay them directly at rates of about $80 an hour, but they are experts at helping to determine what is in the patient's best interest. Unfortunately, the couple from the motor vehicle accident was rejected by several nursing homes. This is a horrible feeling when you're already feeling sick and vulnerable. It took many calls by the care manager, and they finally needed to go to separate facilities. So at the end of their lives, they couldn't be together. In the current debate about healthcare, all we hear about is our need to cut back on services. Certainly, as a society, we need to do much better than this for our senior citizens. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.